Pedro Pimps Pulp.
And welcome to Pedro Pimps Pulp. Oh my God, it's been a fucking while since we have been doing this segment.
And I'm doing better with reading, but comic books, they don't come in audiobooks. So.
Yeah, it's really hard to be able to. Yeah, you need to focus yourself 100%.
Yes.
It's kind of the difficulty of the medium where there is no such thing as passive comic book reading.
No.
You can kind of passively read something and kind of go back and forth. But no, this is a medium that requires you to pay attention to what's fucking drawn on a page.
And this particular one that you gave me is like one sitting.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to read it in one sitting, and so I finally found the moment, and I dedicated to sitting and reading the entire thing.
Yeah, so this time around, I introduced you to The Private Eye, written by Brian K. Vaughan and drawn by Marcos Martin. And this is a very interesting production. I mentioned earlier that this was not released like a standard comic book. This was part of a project called, not Paper Stacks. Paper Stacks is somebody that we know.
No, yeah, a friend of ours. Which, by the way, check that out.
Yes, by the way, Paper Stacks, always good. Oh my God, I can't find it here. Okay, it's called Panel Syndicate. And it was basically a digital initiative that Brian K. Vaughan wanted to do. So what he wanted to do is he wanted to be able to create comics that were not really possible on pages, because you're kind of limited to what you can do on a page in certain ways. Like you can't change your frames in certain ways because you always have to contain it in a certain flat area. So the artist, Martin, like really went out of his way to make these like really crazy vistas and stuff that you'd be able to look on a tablet. And it was designed to be looked on a laptop or a tablet or a screen, and it did fairly well. It got a lot of buzz, got a lot of nods for one, how it was released, and two, for its story itself. So, the business being the business, everybody wanted to fucking release this because it's Brian K. Vaughan, the guy who's writing Saga.
Right.
Like, Saga and Paper Girls.
Amazing.
Two of the biggest series that are going on right now. So, eventually, people talked and people were able to figure it out. And more importantly, there was one giant company that is known for doing crazy shit known as Image.
Yeah.
So Image
actually.
Yeah, Image did a small run of actual full paper releases. This is actually in a really nice hardcover book that is. It's not. It's okay. So, first of all, it's more of like a horizontal book, it's more of a landscape.
Yeah.
Which is probably the closest way that you could get. Q, I know you haven't seen
the
actual
digital
pages.
Yeah.
This does a pretty good job of encapsulating some of the ways that
the panels were working out together.
Yeah, sort of. It was designed not to be on paper, so like it does kind of lose some of the impact.
Right.
But it's a really nice version of it. Binding's really nice. A lot of the issues with a lot of hardcover books is they kind of cheap with like how
the
it's put
binding
together. This is actually a pretty good release. It's a little expensive. This one runs normally $50. So usually you can find it cheaper on sales and stuff. Or you can just get it super cheap on Panel Syndicate. So either way, there are multiple ways that you can get this. So let's talk about the premise. The premise here is you're set like in the far future.
Yes.
Where the cloud burst. So imagine all of everybody's personal information that's hidden, pictures, fucking every single thing that can get you in fucking trouble gets out there.
Yep.
So the way how everybody kind of deals with this is they basically walk around with masks on, but not just masks. Since this is in the far future, it's like weird digital ways.
Skins.
Skins, yeah. It's basically like having, well, if you've seen Ready Player One, imagine like that, but everybody's able to kind of walk around, just hide their faces and hide their identities. And the police have been replaced by journalists.
Yes.
Because they are the ones that are capable of investigating people.
Correct.
In very, very specific ways. And your PIs, which run illegally, are paparazzi.
Right.
So you have this kind of interesting shift of how
the media turns into the policing of a town, which is rather interesting. I wrote that down in my notes. I literally wrote, government police detectives are now journalists, which is an interesting take on now media and how we look at media and how we look at the paparazzi and its invasion of privacy to an extent.
Yeah.
And then it's really interesting how this book takes an invasion of privacy by the cloud exploding, and then you're only in some aspects, almost your only saving grace is the same media that in our world is what's exposed. In like, it's this weird circle of shit that I thought was really, really intriguing.
And this is one of those interesting things where context is really important. This came out in, I believe, 2014, 2015, before the current issues with
fake news
with fake news and how power deals with inconvenient facts.
Right. And just publicity. And, you know, and how big that is now. So I thought that was rather interesting that the private eye, PI, I also liked how they used his name, the main character's mm-hmm. name, in so many different ways for me. From both, like, they call him a paparazzi something, then his name is actually PI or his initials, but it's also a different way of saying private eye. Like, yeah. And he is a like, it was like a beautiful way.
Brian
of
Vaughn is fucking great with fucking around with that kind
of
shit.
That
like
was just fantastic. One of the characters named Daguerre, like
yeah. a daguerreotype, which I fucking ate up.
Yeah, it was just, he's very, I like the way that he does things. And I like the way that he does futuristic fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not usually my forte, but I also love Saga, and that's really far for me.
That's super fucking ridiculous.
It's so far for me that I was just like, I can't even believe that I like this, but I do. And so this was an interesting take in realism, but still in futuristic fantasy.
So about 70 years in the future. And right. There's some stuff that's over the top with like some maglev stuff, but it feels, and the thing is, it actually is based in L.A. Like, this is based in real world spot. There's a lot of real world locations. It uses CNN is used. There's a lot of stuff that's still connected to here. So it does a really good job of kind of grounding it in a way to make readers get it. Like, it's not like Saga. Well, Saga runs itself as a fantasy very long, whereas this one, you're like, I can believe this
yeah,
world.
The only thing I would say is really beyond, I think, 7 years is the ability to have different skins to turn into different types of, you know, to hide your identity and become something else.
See, and that the funny thing is that they've already been, like, the military's been working on doing stuff for, like, hiding, like with the cameras and stuff to be able to do, like, optical camouflage.
Right.
So that's in 70 years? That's not necessarily not as easy as it is here, but I would not say it's impossible. In
I don't know.
Years
I guess I always see things as like how people in the 60s and 70s said, like, that when it was the year 2000, we were going to have flying cars.
The Jetsons, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or just even think about the way that we saw Back to the Future, that we were going to have floating fucking, you know, skateboards and shit. So I'm like, I don't know, 70 years, we might not have this technology.
Yeah.
I understand being able to target particular, like, electronics, but this is literally where me standing in front of you, not a computer, like, I look like something different to you.
I think that's also, like, a side effect of the art.
Right.
Like, obviously, the art is designed to kind of add that fantastical element. But but the point I'm making more is that, like, It's at least based off of something that could actually be real.
And which usually grounds me, and I like that when it comes to things like that. So did we get through what ends up happening? So we have this
well, if anything, to run us through.
Okay, so I'm going to do it in my usual noob way of explaining things. So you have PI, who's this paparazzi guy, who's really like a private investigator, if you will. He's just really good at that, but it's illegal to do it. But he ends up getting a girl who comes to see him to try to get hired, which is Taj. This person named Taj, who says that she wants him to investigate herself to see if things about herself are going to be released or something to that effect. She ends up getting killed. So now the chase is, he wasn't going to take this gig, but now this madness, things have happened. And he ends up meeting her sister, whose name is Mel, and they go on this adventure, if you will, to try to figure out who killed Taj and who and why they killed Taj and what they were after. And that's pretty much all I wrote, because I wasn't sure how crazy we were going to be going. But I knew that they were I didn't write all my notes, because I realize that as I'm reading and writing notes, then I get questions answered and I ruin my journal, and my OCD doesn't allow me to happen. But they're all trying to also stop what is this really interesting reference to, like, the biblical 40 days and 40 nights of, like, the rain and, like, the flood and, like, all the madness that happened. And they're supposed to, but what they're trying to do is bring back the cloud.
Yes.
Right?
Or bring back the internet, because the internet doesn't exist in the same way that we remember it. Like, people are connected, but not. I mean, after the cloud broke, they basically outlawed it. Because
right. The government took over, so nobody can have it. And that was basically what it was. And everybody had to change
their
identities
lives.
And their lives, because not everybody knew everything about it. And so, which is really funny. It's interesting to find a character that would be you in the future,
mm-hmm.
because P.I.'s grandfather is like in his 80s, right? And so he would be what we are.
Well, he would be a millennial. Like, actually, no, if it's in the 70s, he's... Wait, they said he was like about 80?
Yeah, I would assume so.
So he would be... Yeah, he would actually be like my cousin's age. Like, born at just turn of the millennium.
And, right, so it's funny to hear him.
Bitter as fuck.
Yeah, and he's like still... like, and so he's old and he's kind of senile, so he still thinks that he could play like video games online, and he's been trying to... like, there's like scenes where he's like trying to play Call of Duty online, and he's yelling, and his grandson, which is... P.I. is like, there's no more internet anymore. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But just his like his references are our references would be in that time, which I thought was interesting. So, yeah, so somebody is trying to bring back the internet because they think that that is going to be what helps everybody, even though that's technically what
caused this whole fucking problem.
And caused this whole problem. So I don't want to say too much without ruining it because I know... Especially something like this, which is something that not somebody would
pick
up.
It's actually like I don't want to spoil it because it actually is it's a well written mystery. Again, Brian K. Vaughan, excellent writer, knows what the fuck he's doing.
Now I will say a few things just to like as the story goes, it's a mystery, which is always something that's going to grab me. I like that it did a very good job in deflection of. I never found myself guessing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And that, for me, was refreshing. Because sometimes with comic books and mystery comic books, you end up with the same formula that you're kind of going to know where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
You just don't know how you're going to get there, but you know that you're getting there. And this one did a good job in not knowing, are they going to stop the internet from happening? Who's going to stop the internet from happening? There was a lot that played into it, and it did what a good mystery does, which is give you so many inner plots that you lose focus sometimes on the big one because you want to now find out who killed Taj. So now you're really worried about that. Now you found that out, but now you found out that this is mother fucked up shit. You're like, okay,
one mystery leading to the next, leading to the next.
So it does, and that does a really good job in me not being able to guess what's happening because I didn't know that this particular instance was going to lead me to something else in the first place. So that it did a really good job, and it was. Once I found the time to sit down, a very easy one-shot read that when I saw the thickness of the book, I was like, I don't know, am I going to need a break for this? And I literally just sat and read the whole thing. So it's literally, I maybe read it in half an hour.
Well, it's also good art. A lot of the space, too, is because, like, very nice big vistas. And, like, it really does take advantage of... I was going to say take advantage of the page, but it wasn't designed with a page in mind.
Right. I'm interested in seeing what it would look like digitally, just to see what it would look like, because the art is beautiful. The colors are fantastic, even on the page that it's not made for. I can still appreciate the type of art that they have here. Interestingly enough, I think I have, on accident, a figurine of P.I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know they made him.
I didn't know. It looks extremely like him because it's the same jacket that he's wearing with that face and everything.
Face in the back of the head.
The whole, yeah. So
okay, I got to look that up. I got to see that after the recording.
I got to see where that is.
Yeah. I mean, and so like, man, so this got a lot of attention. Like it won an Eisner, which is like one of the top fucking awards that you can get. And I think that this is, I like that direction. I like the direction of pushing your medium forward, fucking around with new ways of presenting a story, but also like not just giving you a new way to read it, but being like, hey, we can just do shit we never even fucking thought of by releasing it here. And even though this version of it doesn't, you know, follow along with that, it still has that spirit. Like this still feels like, oh, this isn't like other things.
It's definitely like any other comic book that I've read up to this moment. Like I said, a lot of other ones I can already feel the formula, even if they're different formulas among the different books that I'm reading, whether it be a DC book or what Image normally goes for or what Dark Horse normally goes for. I can kind of gauge that. This one I didn't know what to expect, and the art was already different. I hadn't actually put two and two together until I was already halfway through it because I just went straight into reading it. I didn't really look at who the writer was until I was like halfway through it and I was enjoying it.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, oh my fucking God. All right. I can kind of see now why I dig this. His style is works
he's
for me.
He's a fucking excellent writer. And the way that he plays, not necessarily plays with genre in that he's doing anything particularly new, but he definitely did his research about nailing a particular way how it's supposed to feel and being like, okay, I know how this is supposed to go. Let me make it not easy for people to kind of see where the final path was.
Right.
And I think he was pretty successful with that, like we're talking about. Like, it definitely does not feel like your standard mystery.
No, it definitely does not. So I would definitely highly suggest it. It's probably on the top of my list of books you've had me read with regards to my favorites.
Yeah. Helps that it's a one-shot. Like, you don't have a long, concerning story. This is like a really quick, lean, mean story. It's there. It's gone. You're good to go.
And it felt very much... How can I say it? I'm not dissing graphic novels, but I read more regular novels than I do graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read a graphic novel or a comic book, I feel like I'm reading a comic book. This one didn't. Like, I see it on my repertoire of things I've read, and I forget that it's a graphic novel. I thought I read a short story. Like, I don't know if it was that well written that it didn't feel like the typical repertoire of comic books.
It sounds kind of fucked up, but it kind of goes beyond the genre.
Yeah, it goes beyond the genre. So I don't think it's fucked up to say everything has its. There's a reason I read the certain comic books that I read because I want that kind of a story. Why I read young adult fucking love triangle.
Yeah,
teenage
you have certain things you have certain itches you want to scratch.
Yeah, and those are it. And this one went beyond the genre for me. It was a really good one. It was one I would highly suggest.
Cool.
To other
and
people.
Yeah, I think both of us will definitely say if you could find this at a store and you like reading your stuff in paper, it is still available. You can still find it. And it's always available on Panel Syndicate, so you can go on to panelsyndicate.com and get that one.
I'm at least going to check it out definitely to see what it looks like digitally. I'm not a big digital reader for anything. Mm-hmm. I own a Kindle. I still have yet to read more than one book on my Kindle. Mm-hmm. Audiobooks, I'm all about now.
Yeah.
But Kindle, I've only still read one. There's something about something with the pages.
And you have a tablet, right?
I have both a tablet and a kit. Yes, I could definitely.
Okay, so as long as you have a tablet, then yeah, you can really appreciate.
I for a while to keep my comics in mint condition, at least when it came to Marvel, because they came with the free download of the digital copy. I would read some of them there, like Superior Iron Man. I ended up finishing not Superior, Inferior Iron Man. I finished.
There was an Inferior Iron
Man? I believe so. I believe it was
One of the Iron Mans.
One of the Iron Mans I was reading on there, and International Iron Man I was reading on there as well.
Yeah. All right. So now that you have enjoyed some of the newer stuff, I think we're going to have to go back in time because you told me that there was a classic that you hadn't read. And this is widely considered, I'm going to just say one of the best, not the best, because obviously that's completely left up to opinion. But this is a hallmark of the medium and is widely respected even outside of the medium. You are going to read Watchmen by Alan Moore.
Yes, I am.
And
holy crap.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Okay, so.
And I hated it. I still don't know what I saw. Hate is a very strong word. I didn't understand what was happening, which made me not be able to appreciate the movie because I felt like every time I was following a character, right when I thought I knew what was happening with that character, we would start on somebody else, and I was like, no, I was just starting to understand.
Okay, so can you do me a favor?
Yes. Forget the movie?
No.
Oh.
Read the book.
And then watch the movie again.
And I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
I actually do like the movie. It has its problems. It doesn't quite... It misses a lot. Again, what's so interesting about Watchmen is that it is a comic kind of about super... It is a superhero comic about heroes.
Okay.
And it takes advantage of its medium to tell a story that is difficult to tell outside of it. And it was always the problem in making it into anything else. Probably the best way to do it would have been a 12-episode TV show. That would have been the best way to tell it. And that's what they tried for a long time.
But at the time, TV shows weren't as big as they are now, and they ended up doing a movie instead.
Yeah.
Which now would probably be a better time to do
And the thing is, when I watched it, even the edited version that's missing some kind of important scenes that they brought in later with the extended cut, I thought that they were actually pretty successful in nailing a lot of the feels. And there's a couple major fucking changes, which you'll get when you read that and rewatch
right.
it. But when you're done, let me know.
I will.
Bring over the movie, and we're watching.
We will have a Watchmen PPP afterwards.
A triple P action.
Yeah, I'll even record some
after.
Of my reactions
yeah.
to the movie. But yeah, definitely. So, all right, Watchmen is next. Also, I'm also reading on the side. I want to give a shout out to our game master who mm-hmm. has had me read some comics. So shout out to him. I'll be talking to you guys about some other ones, not the one that I have here.
Yeah.
He gave me a list of two other ones to start reading. So I'm going to jump on that. So hi, Will. And that's pretty much it, right?
That's it. That's it for this time. So until the future when we get to Watchmen.
I will try to read faster.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.